Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're looking for help in scaling your e-commerce business or dropshipping business, then just go to ecommercescalingsecrets.com and fill out the form, and we'll see exactly how we can help you to take your business to the next level. Thank you. Hey guys, in this video, I want to talk about one thing that will allow you to scale your business, right? So whatever point you are in your business, so maybe you're like at five-figure level, six-figure level, seven-figure level, you know, even eight-figure level, this one thing will make huge difference in terms of your success and results in the future, right? This one thing is tactical, right? But at the same time, it's just different approach to how most people are doing things, right? So when, for example, you have a business, right? And you want to grow it, right? Obviously, every entrepreneur, at least most of the successful entrepreneurs, they want to grow their businesses, right? They don't want their business to be at the same spot next year as it is right now, right? Or they don't want to be this year, they want to be the business be in a better place than it was last year, right? So they always want to grow. And so, and when you ask yourself, like, how do I grow my business, right? So a lot of people come to me, like, they message me, you know, on PMs and DMs and stuff like that. And it's like, how do I grow this, or how do I scale this? And so one major thing that, you know, at the end of the day, like, this is not the right question, right? And our quality of life pretty much depends on the quality of questions that we ask, like, ourselves and also other people. So this phrase, this question should be more like, what type of person should I be in order to grow my business, right? And I've realized, I mean, I'm probably like an example of the person that has also tried it like the other way, like, how do I grow my business? How do I grow my business? How do I grow my business? Do I need another one of these like tactics, right? Do I need to go like and watch 25 more YouTube videos, or do I need to buy maybe some courses, or what do I need to do in order to grow my business? Obviously, all of those things are helpful, but then if you treat your business as something different from yourself, like, let's say your business is, let's say e-commerce, and you're just like, you know, the person that just somehow in that place operating the business, I don't think that is the right way to approach things, because your business is extension of yourself, right? And the way your business operates, I can tell you pretty much with a great amount of certainty how you are as a person, right? Like, who you are as a person. And so obviously business goes through different stages and businesses evolve. You know, good businesses, like, next year they'll be like in different spot as we talked about. But for the most part, like, for example, another great example is, like, if you show me the person's car, right? If you show me, like, how the person's car, like, looks from the outside, from the inside, if it's dirty, if it has a lot of, like, mess inside, I can pretty much assure you that that person is not very organized in other areas of their life as well. So this kind of like reflection, like how we do our business versus like as well, or how we treat our lives versus like how we treat our businesses, right? Like, there's a big correlation there. Obviously, there are exceptions. You know, there are people that may be like very disorganized and somehow managing to be like build like very successful businesses. But in those businesses, typically there is someone to compensate for what these particular people don't have. Like, maybe someone who is very anal person on that person team who helps this person kind of like to make things together, to put things together. And so, but if you make a focus, right? Like, okay, so if you ask yourself a question, how do I improve myself, right? What qualities do I need to improve in myself versus just like some tactics that you need to add to your business, right? On some level, of course, it's tactical. You need to know the tactics, you need to know the strategies, but if it doesn't come from the perspective of, Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're looking for help in scaling your e-commerce business or dropshipping business, then just go to ecommercescalingsecrets.com, ecommercescalingsecrets.com, and fill out the form, and we'll see exactly how we can help you to take your business to the next level. Thank you. Yourself evolving and becoming a better person. For example, you know, when I started my business, I wasn't very good in like hiring people and also like just treating people well, right? Because like you have an expectation that someone will do something for you, for your business, with the same amount of like certainty and with the same amount of, you know, conviction, with the same amount of effort that you would do for your own business. But that's, you know, that's rare case when that actually happens, right? Like, because for a lot of people, you have to find out what their motivations are, right? And find out like why they do what they do, right? Like what drives them, how you can support them in achieving their goals, right? Because every person has some goals. Some people have a goal of like just making it till the evening and make enough money to buy the food. Some people have, like Elon Musk has the goal of like conquering the world and putting people on Mars, but different people have different goals. So you have to identify, for example, your team members, what goals they have, right? And then whether your approach as a leader should change. I'm not saying I'm a perfect person in that sense. I'm still like evolving. I'm still trying to get better as well, because, you know, sometimes I would do things with my team members that I wouldn't want like the leader, or like, you know, I wouldn't be in a team of a leader who does those things, right? But no one is perfect. And I can assure you that no one is perfect. But if you have that one change in mindset, okay, so let's say I need to take my business from 6 figures to 7 figures, okay? Okay, so that's a goal. Okay, so what do I need? I need obviously some tactics and stuff, but if you put those same tactics on the very like weak background, maybe you're treating people badly, right? Maybe you're not organized, right? Like at all, right? So then it will make it like very difficult for you, even if you have all of the tactics, but you'll be disorganized, right? And you'll be making like one step forward and one step back, right? Because everything is disorganized, then you have to come and fix the things that have been broken. If you approach the situation from the perspective, what can you do? And partially it comes as a sense of personal responsibility, right? Because if you look, okay, how do I grow my business? And then you put all of the responsibility on like, okay, where do I get these tactics, right? And if you pay for, like, that's what happens with a lot of people. They buy courses, right? And then like, they're not successful with what they're trying to do. And they're like, who's to fault? Like, oh, it's a coach. It's a person I bought this course from. He was bad. Like, he didn't show me. He didn't teach me. And if you put that responsibility, then I can guarantee you that it will be like very hard for you to become successful. It will feel good for a moment, right? But it won't be effective, right? So you have to take the responsibility, and there's one person that can either take you to whatever level of success you want, or just like, you know, ruin your life. And that's you, right? And for me, that's me. And so it's not our team members. You know, sometimes team members fuck up, sometimes I fuck up, like everyone fucks up at some point. And so, but if you have that approach and mindset, hey, this is my responsibility. Who do I need to become in order for my business to grow, right? And you will see that once you start putting that focus. For me personally, for example, when I started exercising and having a discipline of like exercising, like eating well, having the discipline about it, like whether I want or not, but just like to wake up and go to the gym, I prepaid for my training sessions, for my personal trainer, my business started to grow faster, right? Because now I have the discipline. If I have the discipline about this one thing, then I have a discipline about other things as well that I need to do, that I know I need to get done, but I for some reason I procrastinated or I delayed them. And so if you do that one adjustment, right? Like in terms of how you see things, how you view things, and how you, when you want to get something done, like that change in mindset, right? Like it's not that one thing, but also, you know, who's doing that one thing, right? So this is, guys, one of the big transformation like that happened for me personally. And I see that as well with our
our clients, you know, in e-commerce scaling secrets program, like clients who are scaling, like how come like some people scaling their businesses to 7 and 8 figures using the same resources other people like are not managing like to grow beyond 6 figures, right? So this is very like interesting question. And if you will see, you'll see it everywhere, right? Like you give people exactly the same resources, you give people exactly the same tools and strategies, and some of them will be like wildly successful, and some of them will be more moderately successful, and some of them will not be successful at all. So all of the successful people, they have this awareness, right? That okay, so I'm lacking in this part, I gotta become better at this, right? Or I have to find someone who will compensate for my lack of being good at this one part, right? So if you're not good, for example, salesperson, then you either become one or you hire a good one. If you're not a good like in Facebook ad, which is, you know, I don't think it's like, I think anyone can become very good at like Facebook ads. But if you're not good at it, then you have to find someone who is good, right? Or you have to learn to become good. For example, one of our clients, Sam Olavali, like he's doing approximately $50,000 a day in sales with his unique product that he's launched. He basically used the crowdfunding and then he scaled it wildly with paid ads. So with Sam, for example, he evaluated like different options that he has with scaling his company. And then he realized that in order to scale his company, he needs to become a very good media buyer, right? So he started advertising from scratch on Facebook, and we've helped him within like two, three weeks. We've helped him to get like to $10,000-$15,000 a day in sales. Now he's at 50. So, but it just goes that people that are successful, they take that responsibility. They realize, okay, so I'm not good at it. It's fine. I just have to get better in order for my business to get better. Business is not separate from yourself. It is you, right? And what you put in that business is you. So this is it, guys. I hope it is valuable. Let me know what you think in the comments. I love you guys. You know, like this video, subscribe to my channel. Thank you for watching. I hope you apply it. I hope you start thinking differently and watching things and observing things from a different perspective, and that will get you amazing results. So thank you guys, and I'll see you in the next video.
Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're looking for help in scaling your e-commerce business or dropshipping business, then just go to ecommercescalingsecrets.com, ecommercescalingsecrets.com, and fill up the form, and we'll see exactly how we can help you to take your business to the next level. Thank you.